So, Caleb and Hillary, I was out at the Hope Gospel Mission banquet last night at Florian Gardens, and several from our staff were there, Betsy and her mom, and our own Pat Wall and his wife. And hats off to the good folks at Hope Gospel. You know, Mark Donnelly, the founder, talked about how the money that they'd received, unexpected, two bequests, two older women had passed away, women who used to give small donations, and out of that they had $600,000, and that was kind of the seed money that helped spur what was a $5.6 million that had been raised in recent years, the new men's shelter, and now the shelter for women and children about halfway through in the fundraising. Laura Schroff came our way from the Big Apple. She was the keynote speaker last night, and her story, I guess she's had some best-selling books with this theme of the invisible thread. And it was a great message of the fact here. She's a writer for USA Today. It's Labor Day, 1986. She's walking the street, and an 11-year-old boy, African-American boy, she's white, says, ma'am, do you have any money? I'm hungry. And at first, she's just honest. She just is like, no. And she's just moving on. But she gets into the middle of the street, middle of Broadway, and she's just, like, halted by his words in her head, like, he's hungry. I mean, she's like, I've seen panhandlers a lot, but I've never seen just an 11-year-old boy. This is just like, what's with this? So she turns around, right? It's New York, the middle of the street. She goes back. She's like, you're hungry? All right, listen, I'm not going to give you money, but I'm going to take you. We're going to go eat at McDonald's. So they go and have a meal at McDonald's. And all right, I mean, he's just hungry. It turns out he's living in this really atrocious hotel with his family, like, just packed, like 10 people, and there's a lot of drug usage, and it's just kind of a nightmarish life. But one meal leads to another. It leads to, next time I'm going to take you to the Hard Rock Cafe. And he's just like, he does his best to get his maybe one and only set of clothes to look as good as they can for that event. Leads to one of my favorite books, Tuesdays with Maury. This story could be Mondays with Laura, because for 4 years they meet every Monday. She eventually has him to her house. Trust is developed. And now, this was 1986, best-selling books and many speaking appearances later. And he's in his, well, he's older now, married, with a family. Wow. And it's just a great story that springs out of a random act of kindness. And you never know what can snowball. You know, and I think everybody there was inspired to try to go and do likewise. So,
I love that.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Wow. So, good night. I think folks were inspired to continue to support the great work of Hope Gospel, thanks to Sandy Paulzine and her terrific team and the great work that they continue to do.
So, my husband and I, we play this fun little game that I'm sure so many married people play. He made beans a while ago. Like, he took dried beans and made them into, like, pinto bean kind of beans, okay? And they didn't turn out. Half of the beans did not cook. They did not take on water. They were hard. They were crusty. They were crunchy. It didn't go well. They were old beans. So what did I do with the rest of the bag of that dried beans?
Got rid of them.
I did. I threw them away. Where did I throw them? In the garbage.
I didn't even know you could make beans. I thought you just bought them in cans now, or grew them.
Do you have a compost can or anything?
Okay, so this is the thing. We'll get there. Okay. We don't really have a compost. We have my husband randomly throwing things in a pine tree or off the edge of a deck.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a compost corner in our backyard. And actually, my wife said one of the ways you can tell me you love me is by taking the compost out.
Yes, that was one of my most hated things as a child, because we had a compost bin.
Yeah.
And so it was take out the sloppy, stinking bucket of compost. Anyway, back to the beans.
Time. So there's a bag of dried beans in the garbage. My husband comes home, goes to throw something away, sees the beans, removes them from the garbage. Great. He then proceeds to take and throw them, sprinkle them in our yard. Whatever,
beans.
Dean. Whatever. You do you.
Because why? Why did he sprinkle them in your yard?
Because why should they go into a
landfill? Okay, so kind of as a fertilizer, as a lawn fertilizer. Okay, gotcha.
Basically just because they shouldn't go in a landfill.
Okay.
Oh. All right, fine. Guess what? He sent me pictures today. We have a whole crop of bean plants growing in our yard.
And the neighbors are like, look at the weird lawn over there.
How fast are they growing? Because there could be a giant at the top of this.
They're growing so fast. It's ridiculous. We have a whole patch of, why does he do this? We have, you guys, you would not believe the random stuff that grows in random places in our yard. Because he'll just like take an old tomato and chuck it into the lawn.
He's getting into his agrarian roots.
And part of me is like, yeah, okay, but we have a garbage disposal. We could put some of the, we can't put dried beans down there, but I mean, we have pumpkin plants growing in our yard.
Oh.
You guys are like borderline eccentric, oh, it sounds like. Yeah.
We're beyond borderline,
I was going to say, you probably crossed over the border a while
beyond
ago.
Beyond borderline.
You crossed the border.
There wasn't a wall there.
Oh, well, you know, if you have family movie night, it could be Mickey and the Beanstalk
right?
movie.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling, Donald.
We're calling this Double Trouble Trivia. There are no prizes to be awarded, but for bragging rights here on the Wib Wake Up Show, Caleb is going to give... Why am I speaking about myself in the third person? Anyway, I'm going to be giving Mark and Hillary 5 questions here, and all of the answers to these questions have a double B in them. So, for instance, as I explain this, what does a frog say? Ribbit, right? All double right. B in
so
there.
So it's always a double B.
Always
it's
a double
just
B
a double
in there.
Letter. Double B.
Jeopardy
okay.
would have a way more cutesy okay. name for this, but this is what I came up with.
Okay.
Dessert commonly made from peaches or apples?
Cobbler.
There you go. Right on. Bilbo Baggins is one of these.
Hobbit.
There you go. Yes. A Swedish band known for the hit
ABBA.
Take a Chance on Me. There you go.
Ooh.
She's fast on this.
Yeah.
All right, 2 more. Double Trouble Trivia. To argue over small, petty issues.
Petty. Oh, sorry. B's. Double B's. Okay.
Yeah. To argue over small or petty issues.
Squabble.
Good. Also, there's a secondary answer for this.
Oh.
So, squabble's the main one, but okay. there's a second one, too.
Quibble?
Yes. Well done.
Wow.
Okay.
I was
last
smart
one.
To say we were a team, so she's on
I know,
team.
I know. I made you compete.
I know we're on a team, but I'm still ahead.
And finally,
she's
finally,
not competitive.
These make bath time more fun.
Bubbles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good. Killed it, girl.
Way to go, teammate.
Thanks, teammate.
Way to go,
yeah.
partner. Well...
You did good. You did good.
What was I? I didn't. I matched you with Hobbit. Otherwise,
we were a team.
There was no room. There was no daylight to get in there.
So Caleb and I are just hanging out this morning, talking about
eating.
Walruses.
That's us. We recorded this earlier,
and we had. He said, I don't know what a walrus sounds like. And I told you, I think it sounds like a weird... And I kind of... That's kind of almost
it
what
it sounds like a grandpa with a head cold.
These are all walrus sounds. I had no idea. They whistle. I had
who
no idea.
Who knew what a walrus could whistle? Also, who knew that a walrus could sink a Russian Navy boat?
That's amazing.
This comes from CBSNews.com. Humans have long known that it's inadvisable to mess with certain animals.
Yeah.
A group of researchers from Russia just learned it's also apparently inadvisable to mess with a mama walrus. You've heard about mama bear?
Yeah.
Mama walrus, you don't mess
you
with her. The scientists were aboard
walrus.
A Russian Navy tugboat up in the Arctic Ocean, and they boarded a small rubber landing craft and were en route to the shore to study flora and fauna and whatever else Russian scientists do.
Of course.
When a female walrus attacked and sunk their ship.
Watch out for the tusks.
Imagine the Russian military press release. This is what they actually had to say. During the landing at Cape Heller, a group of researchers had to flee from a female walrus, which, protecting its cubs, attacked and sank an expedition boat. I feel like that's not the greatest. This is when she's yelling at her kids.
Their vocalizations are just majestic.
I really. You know, there's nature sounds. It's like, I fall asleep to white noise. I want to fall asleep to walruses yelling.
To this. I think there's a lot of women out there that
my
do
compliments
fall asleep
to this.
This is amazing.
The Russian military also appeared to be flying a drone over the group of walruses. Not sure how that turned out, but forget hungry, hungry hippos.
Oh,
this is the most
goodness.
Fearsome animal.
I just have the poem stuck in my head now. The walrus got braces, and that's why his face is a tangle of wire and steel.
There's a Shel Silverstein poem about walruses, too, right?
That's
the one. Okay,
poem,
that's
yeah.
the one. For those wondering
oh,
about walruses,
my.
Apparently near the Arctic Circle, they can weigh in at 1.5 tons and be almost 12 feet long.
Whoa! So not only do you...
They also have massive tusks. Beep, sharp, pointy tusks.
And very interesting.
You don't mess with Texas. You don't mess with Mars.
Okay. I don't mind the whistles as much. I just want to listen.
I submit that walrus sounds are way better than whale sounds.
I completely agree.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.